I'm running an experiment that might seem pointless, testing whether Walmart really has the lowest prices. It's economics 101, right? Economies of scale, bulk purchasing.
The Walmart phenomenon, scale of production, speed of delivery, and all of these things that drive down price.
So I went around to different grocery stores in Western Wisconsin. And on the surface, I found what you'd expect. But I got a tip that something else might be going on. So I talked with an independent grocer.
Back in the 90s, I could go toe-to-toe with Walmart's everyday low price. Today, it's not even close.
That's when this went from a curiosity to an investigation. And I found a lawsuit that the federal government filed against one of the largest food companies in the world. It was supposed to stay secret.
As a result of redacted, Pepsi created a plan, redacted. The plan advised that Pepsi redacted. The plan included redacted, redacted, redacted.
Inside, evidence that goes against every single economics textbook. Markets are supposed to drive prices down through competition. But what if the biggest player found a way to neutralize the competition without actually lowering their own prices? The case got buried in the swamps of Washington, but the system is still running, and you're paying for it. So how does it work?
My name is R.F. Bowie. I am a fourth generation grocer. We have been around since 1905.
Today, RF operates a chain of independent grocery stores across South Dakota. I met him at the Pine Ridge location, the only full-service grocery store on the Oglala Sioux Indian Reservation. Can you give me an example of an item where you pay more at wholesale than Walmart's able to charge on the shelf?
Pepsi, 12 packs, for instance. My cost is $9, and Walmart's retail is $7.97.
Brutal. We drove to the nearest Walmart to check their prices with what RF pays for 20 popular items. Heinz ketchup, Quaker oatmeal, paper towels.
I am fine going toe to toe with any grocer challenger, but right now I'm doing it with one arm tied behind my back.
The conventional wisdom is that Walmart's prices are lower because of scale and efficiency.
Well, to be honest, it's almost laughable to me.
Here's why RF is skeptical. Yes, Walmart is massive. They absolutely get volume discounts, but RF should too.
Most independents like myself buy from a wholesaler.
Wholesalers pull orders from hundreds of independent grocers and buy in bulk. And look, Walmart is so big that their volume discounts are still probably better. But should it be this much better?
The 18-ounce Cheerios that we talked about, Walmart sits on the shelf at $4.98, I believe. And our cost is $6.
We went to that Walmart today and it was actually lower. They have a markdown on it right now.
Oh, they do?
50-cent rollback. Independent grocers like RF have been trying to figure out why this is happening for years. It doesn't add up. They'd lose money on almost every sale if they matched Walmart's prices. Well, the answer is in these two documents. Documents that were recently unsealed after the government tried to bury them.
The evidence that's in there is explosive. I mean, it's just, it was beyond what I was expecting. It is a kind of conspiracy.
That's Stacy Mitchell, co-director of the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Her organization fought to unseal those documents, and it wasn't supposed to happen. Just days before President Trump took office, under Lena Khan, the Federal Trade Commission filed a complaint against PepsiCo and a major retailer. But when it was made public, here's what we got.
Pepsi believed that redacted. Pepsi characterized redacted as a result of redacted. Pepsi created a plan, redacted. The plan advised that Pepsi redacted. The plan included redacted, redacted, redacted. For example, redacted, redacted.
Nothing, just black boxes. Now, redaction is normal in cases like this. At first, there's a process to decide what goes public. The FTC argues for transparency, a company argues for secrecy. A judge decides.
What typically happens in antitrust cases is that almost everything is unsealed.
But one day before Pepsi had to defend those redactions in open court, the Trump administration made a decision.
The Federal Trade Commission moving to drop a case against PepsiCo.
It was convenient timing.
It's just going to apparently remain blacked out forever.
Enter Catherine Van Dyke, a former legal advisor to the FTC.
This complaint didn't come out of thin air. It was the result of a years-long investigation. There is a First Amendment right to access court documents.
Alongside Stacy's organization, Catherine petitioned a court to unseal the document.
Pepsi had to prove to the court that they should remain unavailable to the public.
They didn't. So here's what was under those black boxes. According to the complaint, the big retailer, Walmart, Pepsi set up a sophisticated surveillance system.
Pepsi monitored the retail sales of all of Walmart's competitors across the United States. And it monitored those sales for two things.
The first, leakage.
Which was simply customers going to a store other than Walmart to buy Pepsi.
The second, price gaps. The gap between Walmart's prices and competitors.
Pepsi's goal was to make sure that the price gap between Walmart and its competitors never went below a certain level, and to ensure that Walmart always had the lowest price.
And when this system found one grocery chain beating Walmart's prices, Walmart didn't lower their prices to compete. Instead, Pepsi sprang into action.
Pepsi detects that Food Lion is actually selling its beverages for less than Walmart. And in their internal documents, they describe Food Lion as the, quote, worst offender for selling Pepsi products for less.
Food Lion is a regional supermarket chain with nearly 1,000 stores across the Southeast. According to the complaint, Pepsi developed a multi-year plan to force Food Lion to raise its prices. First, cut Food Lion's promotional money, the discounts that let them run sales. Second, raise Food Lion's wholesale cost.
This is Pepsi taking deliberate steps to force Food Lion to raise its prices.
Why would Pepsi do this? We can only guess. But Walmart is their biggest customer, by far.
Pepsi has told the SEC in its 10K that losing Walmart as a customer would have a materially adverse effect on Pepsi's business because it accounts for such a large percentage of Pepsi's sales.
That's true for most companies.
It's hard to imagine that Pepsi is the only major supplier that Walmart has this arrangement with.
Walmart does almost always have the lowest price because it is involved in these sorts of schemes. But in reality, all that's doing is setting a price floor. It's not lowering prices for consumers.
Which could help explain why prices aren't going down. They're just stuck at the price floor. It's a Walmart tax on the country.
The more special deals that Walmart gets, the more that other retailers have to pay. The shoppers going to those other stores say, I can't afford this. They move to Walmart. Walmart's power grows. This one company captures one out of every $4 that Americans spend on groceries. And there are over 60 metro areas where Walmart captures half or more of all grocery spending.
I can't believe that that is happening. I just can't. I know it, but it's just hard to imagine that this is the country we're living in.
Now, if you're wondering, how can this be legal? It's not. There's a law designed to stop these kind of schemes. It's called the Robinson-Patman Act.
It makes it illegal for a retailer to go to a supplier and say, you're going to give us special favors, special prices, and you're going to charge our smaller competitors down the street higher prices.
So, why is this happening? Because in the 1980s, the federal government stopped enforcing it.
There was this idea that allowing bigger retailers to use their leverage over suppliers would result in lower prices for consumers. And today we're like surrounded by evidence that that was a complete mistake.
And now we're living with the results. A grocery market where businesses that try to lower prices are being stopped by their biggest competitor. We reached out to Walmart. No response. We reached out to Pepsi. They did respond. Basically, this complaint had no merit, and the new FTC agrees with us. They voluntarily dismissed it. We then reached out to the FTC because Pepsi is kind of just restating what the FTC said. More perfect union never heard back. But America did hear from the president.
Prices are coming down very substantially on groceries and things. They're already at a much lower level than they were with the last administration.
Here's grocery price inflation since this case was filed. A Trump administration killed a case that had a real mechanism for bringing prices down. Don't take my word for it. Six Republican senators just sent a letter asking Trump's FTC to enforce the law his administration just refused to enforce.
When President Trump was sworn in, he used his power under the FTC Act to appoint Andrew Ferguson as chair. Then, a few months later, he fired the two Democratic commissioners without cause.
The FTC is supposed to have five commissioners. Trump hasn't replaced either Democratic commissioner or one Republican who left. So it's down to two.
When we don't have a full body, this is what happens.
Back in South Dakota, RF and consumers are living with what happened.
You know, I eat, sleep, and breathe this business. Having to give up on your employees, your team, having to give up to your community, I often relate it back to like going through a divorce.
Like a lot of independent grocers, RF recently closed stores, unable to compete on price.
I would like to think if the Robinson-Batman Act was being enforced, that those store closures would have probably been different.
If you liked what you saw, please like and subscribe. And if you're a researcher interested in similar topics, please reach out. You can email us at investigations@mpu.us.